Amen, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, we welcome all of you today. So glad you're here. You could be seated, by the way. And we're going to do our communion family service just a little different this morning, and I think you're going to love it because you are going to have special family privacy. I want to welcome all of you, all the family and friends. We even have a few from the city fire department here with David today. Welcome, Sabrina and Connor with David today. Welcome, you guys. So can I read the Christmas story to you? You say, Pastor, you know how many years I've heard that and how many times I've read that this month? Aren't we a blessed people to be able to hear it again and again and again? Never, ever, ever gets old. I read it to my family last night about Jesus, a birthday cake, and after it was all over, we received gifts from each other, and then I said, you guys, look at this. Now, we've given gifts, and here's Jesus' birthday party. Let's not leave him out. And so we went to the big table and went over there, and I cut the birthday cake, and we sung happy birthday to him and gave everybody a piece of cake after all that we'd already eaten. And so, but it was still good. God bless you again, you guys. Merry Christmas. All right, let me just read a piece of this to you. This is the way it was. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping their watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And this little piece, this little two-liner blows, has always just messed with me. It says, and Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, why would she even have to consider what these shepherds had said? And when they took him into the temple, and Anna and the high priest saw him, and they declared he was the Lord, again, it says she and Joseph marveled at what they said, that they knew he was the Son of God, though he was a baby. And so you see here that these angels are praising God and giving him praise. And yet today, my sister lives in Bakersfield, and she was telling me that many of the churches in Bakersfield are closed today. And I'm sure there may be some around here that's closed, probably all over. And I'm thinking, how could the church be silent on Christmas morning? I mean, we only get Christmas on church day on Sunday once every 7 years, and if the calendar moves, it may not even be that. And yet it's silent in some churches, and yet the angels, I mean, when he came, they were just praising God all over the place. Now look, somebody gave this to me, and I've given you guys copies of it probably over the 26 years. I've probably given you a couple of copies, so I didn't print it again lest I be redundant, but this is the certificate of Jesus' birth. It's just so cute, so sweet. You can buy it at a bookstore, Bible store. Has his little footprints on it. And some of you are like, really, Pastor? No. But anyway, sounds good. This is to certify that Jesus was born in the year 4 BC. Angie looked at that and said, Nana, it's not 4 BC. Well, you know, the way they set time AD and BC and AD. We'll leave that up to them, okay? He was born 4 BC at a stable located in Bethlehem of Judea. The name of his divine father is God. The name of his earthly father is Joseph. The name of his human mother is Mary. And he is a resident of Nazareth. But he was born in Bethlehem. The attendant at his conception was the Holy Spirit. Is that sweet? So I just wanted to read that to you. I thought it was cute. So what I'm about to say to you, I got from the Red Robin the other day. You know how we do. We do so much at Christmas time, and there's so many special services. And, you know, as pastor, I'm sure others would tell you this, you get out of your comfort zone. And so you prepare these services, and you fret over them and stress over them. And you say, you shouldn't stress. No, I do just like you do over certain things. And so, you know, we had the special services, and then I've got a big family, and we shop and we eat, and you go to the mall and you eat, and then you have more dinners with the church family and you eat, and then you go back and have the family over and you eat, and you open the gifts and you eat, and then after that, you're probably going to have some more today. And so with all of that, I was shopping at the mall the other day, and so it was about 2 or 3 o'clock when I was going to leave. And I thought, well, you know, it's about 3 o'clock. Not a lot of people over there. Usually at Red Robin, they're out the door. I thought, well, I think I'll just run in there and get a bite. So I go in there, and the girl said, well, it's going to be about 10 minutes. And I said, well, just let me run down. I'm just going to go do a little shopping here. Let me go down to Hallmark, and I'll be right back. Okay, so she gave me the buzzer or the beeper. And let me see if I wrote that down. So she gave me the little, you know, that buzzer I'm talking about. So sure enough, I'm on my way back. I didn't stay very long. I just got in and got out. Well, the beeper went off, and here's what it said. It sent me a little text. From Red Robin of Visalia. Your table is ready. Thank you for waiting. Please make your way to the host stand so you can be seated. So I thought, wow, that was nice. I don't think I've gotten a full note like that from a restaurant. So, you know, part of it, your table's ready maybe. So I got back down there and ate. And so as I was thinking along this line, you know, yesterday I've got the family over in the evening, and I'm thinking of this service. I mean, all week I've been thinking about this. Lord, this is communion, and it's family communion. I don't know if anyone's going to be there at 11 o'clock. They do Christmas on Sunday morning. And I'm just so proud of you. Thank you for saying the Lord's my priority. And I came to church on Christmas morning. God bless you guys. Yes. So anyway, I don't want to get off on what others are doing, but I'm just saying we're here. And you guys did an awesome job with those beautiful Christmas songs that we only do, you know, once a year. But we didn't plan. We had a lot of things planned today. But you know what? We cut out and came here. Because you know how it is. I mean, Lyndall and Debbie, they used to have their family, you know, or mature, they're mature, of course. But they're adults. They live out of town. So they would have to put sometimes their Christmas off for a week or two, or maybe do it a week early, or, you know, after New Year's even. And Lyndall would say, I just don't like doing Christmas after New Year's. It's just not the same. And I thought, you know, people are willing to put off Christmas with their families for even a couple of weeks. But then so many people are not willing to say, hey, we were going to open our gifts, but I'm not willing to put my gifts off or my breakfast off for 1 hour or 2 hours. No, they always come to my house early in the morning, but we're going to do it after church. So thank you, guys. I just want to tell you again, I appreciate you being here. Thank God. Showed your priorities right. So today I'm going to invite all of you to come to the table who know the Lord. You love him. You believe he died and he rose again. I'm going to ask you to come with your family or your friends. If you're alone, then you come and you can bring a friend. But that text from Red Robin, I begin to see the Holy Spirit, he knows everything that we do. And so he knows how to speak into our lives about it, especially when we stand before God's people. And I heard him say, tell my people that my table's ready. My table's ready for them. Just tell them to come to the host, the Holy Spirit, and he'll take care of the rest. So it all started, this whole thing. He is Christmas. It means Christ Mass. What we're doing here is a Mass. It's not like the Catholic Mass, but it's our Mass. It's Christ Mass. So since our table's ready, I want to tell you where the first table started. And I never heard anybody else say this. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost when he brings you words like this. Jesus started out at a table. And it wasn't a sit-down table where he got to eat. But mom and daddy were there. And pretty soon the shepherds came after a while. There they were. But the table that he was in, actually in the table, he was in the table. And that table was made for animals. The livestock ate. That was their table. That was their table. That's where they got to get their hay or food or seed or whatever they ate. Sheep, cows, whatever. They ate in that. That was called a manger. And the Bible declared 2,000 years ago that they would find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, which was nothing more than milk rags. You know what a milk rag is? That's what the old farmers used. It was just a piece of linen rag, strips. And when they milked the cows, they dried off the udder and cleaned the udder with those milk rags. It's so amazing that they would lay him in a feeding trough, in a stable. A stable's a place where the horses, cows can go for shelter. And lay him in that feeding trough. Now those shepherds, I don't want to get way out here, you guys. That's why I made a couple of notes. But those shepherds, you know what kind of sheep they were taking care of? If you study it out, you'll find those little lambs. They were raising lambs to sacrifice at the temple. Sacrificial lambs. And they had to be perfect. And they had to be without blemish. So they made sure they were right. And here Jesus, the angels call the shepherds and give them the message to tell us, don't be afraid anymore. There's a Savior coming, and you're not going to have to be afraid no matter what you go through. And he's bringing peace on earth. When you're going through that fiery storm, he says he's got peace. He's going to be here in a few minutes. Everything is going to change. And it did. And they laid him in that little table for the cows. They ran them all out. And there lays that little King of Kings and Lord of Lords in that manger, wrapped in milk rags. It sounds all nice when it says swaddling clothes. No, it wasn't clothes. It was rags, probably used rags. So there he is lying in that manger. And so as he began to grow up, we didn't hear anything else about this baby. Nothing more until he was 12 years old, went to the temple, and we heard about that. You know, he's so bright. He was asking the lawyers and the doctors and the attorneys questions, and then he was answering their questions. So we won't even go there. But even as he got older, he healed the sick and he saved people, and he healed lepers, and he raised even the dead. And the people around him hated him, and they despised him, and they wanted to kill him. And they worked so hard to destroy this sweet and precious man. He wasn't only a man of God, he was the Son of God, his only begotten Son. So they worked so hard to destroy him, they finally crucified him on a cross. They finally nailed him. But before that, the night before he died, he went to another table. But this time, he got to sit down at the table. And he sat there with his disciples. And so, if your father was dying, and your father called you to his bedside and said, son or daughter, here's what I want you to do when I'm gone. I want you to take care of mom. That's what Jesus said to John when he was on a cross. I want you to do this, 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 and this. Okay, those are very, very important words. When somebody's getting ready to pass away, they give you those last words. Well, when Jesus was sitting at this second table, he said to the disciples, they were all sitting around him, and he said, now, we're going to do this. And it's pretty much what you and I are getting ready to do. We're going to receive a little cracker. For the first time since COVID, we're going to get to have a live cracker. You're going to pick up both a cup with a cracker in it. It wasn't touched by a human hand. And you're going to get to pick up a cup. Okay? So you take them both when you come. So this is pretty much what they did. And Jesus said this, as often as you do this, you remember me. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. How many times have you ever said that to a good friend? They're going somewhere and you're saying, don't forget about me. Sometimes I leave my grandkids, I'll say, don't y'all have any fun without me. Oh, we won't, Nana. Okay, we just don't forget me. And that's what Jesus said. He didn't ever want us to forget him. And to see churches closed today is just mind-boggling. I mean, we're the people that know him. So the night before Christmas, he went to eat the Last Supper with the disciples. And here we are. It's what we're going to do. And when you come up here, do not forget him. This is why you're here. Now, you're going to receive something up here this morning. I prayed over these tables. Lord, let the angels of the Lord surround them. Because you know what's in the cup and in the body of Christ? Healing. Now, we don't take it because we need to get forgiven. We take it because we already are. Okay, so let's go. Here's where I'm taking you. I'm taking you, and I've heard this phrase before, I got to say. I'm taking you from the stable to the table. Okay, from the stable. We got little nativities around from the stable to the table. Now, when Jesus went to the cross, my friend wrote one of the most awesome Christian songs that everybody has recorded. Her name is Teresa Ford, just as precious as they come. And some of the words in her song came back to me as I was building this message, and I shouldn't say building it, the Lord gave it. And she said, the cross. Listen to this, Brother Mike, you're going to love this. The cross became a table. When they laid the Lord, Jesus Christ, down on that table, on the cross, when they laid him on that table, nailed his hands, his feet, and poked his side with a spear, that cross became a table. And we eat of his body. Why? Because Jesus said in the book of John, he said, I'm the bread. I am the bread of life. And I gave my blood for you. Church, he has given us everything and anything we could ever need. And we make so many substitutes in this life. But there's nothing, the old song says, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. He's it. Until he satisfies your soul, you're going to keep looking and looking. He said, if you come to me and eat, you eat my body, you will hunger no more. If you drink of my blood, you will thirst no more. And that's what's wrong with America, the world. That's what's why our prisons are full. Because people try to fill that thirst with all kinds of things. So today we're going to come. We've been at the stable, but we're going to come to the table. He's there. You're going to eat off of that manger. You're going to eat out of the manger where that sacrificial lamb is. You're going to come right here, and it's like you're coming. There's a covering. See, there's a covering over the table. Here's just a little covering over Mary and Joseph. Little nativity. Just a little covering, like a little stable. But then we're going to come to the manger and eat off of his body. And if you need healing, I want you to receive it. You could receive it this morning. He's given us everything. If you need peace of mind in your emotions, you may as well get that too. If you're a worry wart and you worry about everything, did you know you can leave that right here? As you eat out of this manger, as you go to the table and remember him, he said, don't forget me. And he died on that cross and it became a table. So I'm going to invite you to come and eat of this holy body and drink the holy cup. If you love Jesus with all your heart, come to this Christ Mass today. I'm going to ask the guys, well, I'm going to pray and then we'll come to the table. Father, I want to thank you today for all you've given to us, especially for giving us Jesus, your precious, precious son. He's done so much for us and it's lasted over the years. It's been a long time, Lord, since he was here. But Paul said this cup is a cup of blessing. Listen to that, church. This cup you're about to drink, it's a cup of blessing. Which we bless, is it not communion or not fellowship with the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, it's communion with the body of Christ. So we're going to take of his body and of his blood, come into fellowship with him. Listen, church, let him take care of the rest. So, Lord, I'm going to be done now and get out of the way because you said you wanted to be with your people all by yourself. You didn't want me to interrupt anything, and I won't. But I bless your body. It's already blessed. Bless it to your people. Bless the drink in Jesus' name. Amen.